They were pretending Obama wasn't around. They were hiding the fact the Secret Service was involved. And you know why? Because if Obama was around and the Secret Service was involved, people can gain access to more information because there's a federal interest. This week there's been follow-up on Judicial Watch's disclosures last week that Barack Obama was present at the scene of the emergency response to the drowning death of his chef, Tafari Campbell. And in addition, it looks like he was present not only at the emergency scene, there was a witness interview that took place there, and then the next day at his house, it looks like he was present for another witness interview that took place there. I think it was the same witness, it could have been more than one witness. My question is, why was he hanging out for these witness interviews? And why are we only finding out now, through Judicial Watch, that Joe Biden was there at the scene where they were trying to figure out and rescue his chef? You know, he had drowned. Now, you may recall, the story was that Barack Obama was on another planet when that happened. He was nowhere near it. Well, it turns out he was there. And not only that, but he was present for witness interviews. And since then, we've had a follow-up from the Daily Mail, who's been separately and independently investigating this. And they've been getting some good information as well. And they were able to obtain this week, the audio of the 911 calls the Secret Service made, that Judicial Watch had uncovered, by the way, that the Secret Service made the 911 calls. They didn't tell us the Secret Service was involved. Judicial Watch forced that out. And let's play the audio of the Secret Service agent, sounds like he's 12, God help him, calling 911 to report the tragic drowning.
911, the sign's recorded. Where is your emergency?
Let's turn it up.
We have a male drowning in the back of the property right now. We have our rescue swimmers. They're attempting to go out there right now.
What's your phone number that you called in on?
So that beeping you hear is redaction.
What's the best access?
They don't want personal information when they release it to the Daily Mail.
An agent driving down there right now to get on the boat. Someone came running up to our back post saying that a gentleman, it's just a guest of the house. Is out there drowning. So right now, our rescue swimmer is going out there.
And you said you guys have boat access. So what do you guys need? Do you need an ambulance or do you need water rescue as well?
They didn't advise right now. I would say at least an ambulance. And I don't know if they're what they're doing in the back of the property right now. I know they're getting. We have our rescue swimmer who's getting the boat right now. So, I would say at least an ambulance. I don't know what the
speed
time is.
All right, I'll send the ambulance over, and I'll contact the fire chief and see where he wants to go.
So the companion of the chef, whose name we don't know, was alerted to Secret Service, and that's why they're calling.
I don't know if you have, a better number for me to call you back if we get them out of the water, and I can give you another situation report. They're not passing anything over the radio right now.
I think we have enough.
Yeah, I can give you that if you'd like.
So you can see that poor Secret Service agent was, you know, trying to manage the situation or help manage it as his colleagues were desperately searching the water for Mr. Campbell. So the woman who entered the water with Mr. Campbell, according to the documents we uncovered last week, they both were paddleboarding. Now, paddleboard is kind of like a super big surfboard, extra wide. You can stand on it and, you know, row while you're standing. That's typically what it's used for. She said they both tried to get up on their individual paddleboard. She was able to stand up on it. He lost his balance, fell in, panicked, and drowned. She swam over to where he was, couldn't find him, and she got back to shore and, according to the report, told Secret Service, who obviously is on the property because it's Obama's property, and one thing led to the other with the Secret Service trying to mount a rescue, and then the local police brought some folks in as well. and the fire department. And the documents last week showed that Obama ended up coming down to the emergency scene because they set up a little emergency headquarters, and he comes down in his motorcade and is providing information and is there, and at least for the initial questioning of the woman who is with Mr. Campbell. Now, the woman supposedly is, according to the Daily Mail, a staffer also for Obama, but we don't know her name because they haven't released the name to us. But the documents show us also last week from the Massachusetts State Police that there was a Secret Service video that showed Mr. Campbell and this woman entering the water, and then the video also shows the emergency response in part by the Secret Service. And the trooper or the official who issued the report that we looked at said he watched the video, and he described in what was in the video in his report that we were able, or that we uncovered for the American people. At 6:54, this is what the video shows, two individuals identified as Campbell and blank, redacted, are observed walking on the boardwalk from the area of the residence towards the shoreline at Edgartown Great Pond. Both Campbell's and blank's appearance and clothing are consistent with prior descriptions. Once near the shoreline, it appears that Campbell and blank obtained paddle boards and paddles from a small alcove near the shoreline and subsequently entered the water. And then about 45 minutes later at 7:40, Secret Service agent blank is observed running from his assigned post towards the shoreline, utilizing his handheld radio. And then it shows other agents, according to the summary, also reacting, including the launch of a boat and the arrival of a police vehicle or police vehicles and Secret Service vehicles. And the officer or the reporter here, let me just see who wrote the report for us. Massachusetts State Trooper Dustin Shaw. So Trooper Shaw described what he saw in the video. But he also details he didn't get the video. He looked at it, but he hasn't gotten the video yet. And what Judicial Watch did was we called and tried to figure out if they had gotten the video since this report was issued, and we couldn't get a response. Now, we also had already asked the Secret Service for any audio visuals as it related to the death incident, the drowning death of Mr. Campbell. Specifically, we asked for all audiovisual recordings, including dispatch calls, fixed camera footage, internal U.S. Secret Service communications and communications with all law enforcement and EMS personnel, emails, incident reports, witness statements, investigator reports, and other records related to the death of Tafari Campbell on July 23rd, 2024 in Edgartown Great Pond. So we sued, obviously, to get everything the Secret Service has on this, including why the heck they wouldn't tell anyone they were involved initially. Plus, we now know there's a video, so we want the video. So simple, right? And I don't understand why it's a state secret. As I said in our press release, what did I say in our press release? Why is the Secret Service hiding the video that can provide the public more information about the death of Barack Obama's personal chef? The Secret Service involvement in this death investigation has been treated like a state secret until Judicial Watch uncovered it. So, you know, they were pretending Obama wasn't around. They were hiding the fact the Secret Service was involved. And you know why? Because if Obama was around and the Secret Service was involved, people can get access to more information because there's a federal interest. So we sued. We asked for these records back in August. No, excuse me, when did we ask for them? Back in July. So they've given us the runaround. I mean, these records we got from the Massachusetts State Police, we didn't even have to sue for them. Secret Service, we almost always have to sue. And I just want to be clear here. The Secret Service is treated terribly by this group. I mean, they're just poorly run, in my view. I mean, the agents, as I said, they've been attacked a dozen times by Biden's dogs. more than a dozen times. Nothing was done until Judicial Watch stepped in and did the heavy lifting by exposing what was going on. They were forced to do that sham cocaine investigation in the White House and pretend not to figure out who did it. And then, you know, they tried to rescue that poor chef up in Edgartown, up in the Obama compound, and they didn't, and their bosses didn't want to tell anyone about it because there was probably something embarrassing about what the chef was doing or who he was with. I mean, that's my conclusion. I mean, why would you cover it up unless there was a political reason to do it? So even when they do something good here, the Secret Service is trying to save a man, and it looked like, you know, based on the reports, they were, you know, I don't envy them, and I pray for them, because that's not fun. Trying to assert, you know, the trauma of someone drowning on your watch and trying to rescue them and dealing with the woman who witnessed it, it's terrible. And don't forget, the Secret Service is also being, they're also denying Secret Service protection for Robert Kennedy Jr., the Biden people are, despite them knowing, based on Judicial Watch's uncovering and sleuthing and investigations and litigations, that the Secret Service knows that Kennedy's been targeted by people who are on their radar, known subjects. I mean, Kennedy just reported this week online that on Twitter, I did a tweet on it. What did he say? That there was one guy who was arrested, tried to jump his fence. The local police arrested him. They let him out, and he showed up again at his home, and he got arrested again. I think that's what happened. Still no Secret Service agents for him. So the Secret Service is, and plus the Secret Service looked like was brought in to help cover up Hunter's a gun scandal. So this is a like bigger issue than just the chef, right? This is about the way the Secret Service is used and managed and abused by the folks who benefit from their willingness to put their lives on the line. Jeez. So I'll let you know if we get the video. Maybe the local police were able to get a copy of the video, and because they do say there are more materials they're going to give us, so maybe we can get it that way as well. But we have a federal lawsuit to figure out what went on here. Leave it to the Obama gang to turn an accidental drowning into a federal case because they just refused to be forthright about something. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.